Welcome to the Human Futurology Podcast, where we use numbers and sequences to predict and analyze life events of public figures.
So today we're going to be talking about the royal family. 2024 has been an absolute shocker, and really, considering that they've had quite a few shocking years, it's a culmination. We've got King Charles and his diagnosis with cancer, and now we've got the Princess of Wales, Catherine Middleton, who has, unfortunately, due to unwarranted attention, had to disclose her cancer diagnosis. But how does her timeline actually show that this is not a surprise?
Well, you're quite right in terms of the fact that it's absolutely shocking that cancer has presented itself in her world. The thing is, what is important to remember here is that cancer is always something which is linked to extreme emotions and much emotional upheaval. Now, back in a couple of years ago, I did some research into the intelligent mathematical blueprint of Steve Jobs.
Ah, yes, that's right. I remember that.
Now, Steve Jobs was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in 2004. And when I unpacked his intelligent mathematical blueprint, I could actually see, according to his lines of code, exactly why 2004 stood out like a sore thumb, because it had a complete unique line of code which never presented in his life earlier nor later. And also it was linked with what are called his shadow or emotional numbers. So to really delve into why 2024 was always going to be a watershed emotional year or moment for Kate in her life's journey, we need to understand what her shadow numbers are. And they're actually very easy to calculate. And it is revealed through her date of birth. So Kate is born on the 9th. The 9th is a 9, a physical 9. And that means that underneath it lies the equivalent of a shadow 9. She's born in January, which is a 1. Underneath the 1 lies a shadow 8. And she's born in the year 1982, which is a 2. And underneath the 2 lies a shadow 7. So from this, I have revealed that the 3 key or critical shadow or emotional numbers in her architecturally intelligent mathematical blueprint are the numbers 9, 8, and 7. When you add 9 plus 8 plus 7, what do you get? 24.
Oh, yes, of course.
And that 24 is a critical reveal, because what year are we in? 2024. So there is a 24 on 24 synchronicity. And Suzanne, this is how it works with numbers. When you understand your core numbers, you're able to understand core synchronicities. So for example, if one of your core numbers is 17, then it means that 2017 would have been a critical moment for you. In the architecture of Kate, it's 24, but that's the shadow 24, which is an emotional reveal. And this is why in my world as a human futurist, whilst I could never have foreseen or that it was going to be cancer, just looking at the basics of her intelligent mathematical blueprint with and through the principles of human futurology, I would have immediately known that 2024 was going to be an emotional watershed moment for her.
So let's put 2024 aside, you know, because that is the sort of year of the emotional impact. From her timeline, are we able to sort of see that there has been a build-up to this, that there is something that has perhaps triggered this on the emotional aspect?
Most definitely. Absolutely. In fact, I'm sitting with, if I can call it, an extract from her data cube. And remember, this is what I do. I take intelligence. I use over 100 different data points, and I pump it into this predictive mathematical model. And this predictive mathematical model, if you will, generates or creates each person's bespoke experiential data cube. And on the back of numbers, patterns, codes, and sequences, I can actually see critical moments in their life, extreme experiences, diluted experiences, positive experiences, negative experiences. And as I'm looking at Kate's here, and remember, here I've done the mathematical modeling around her full birth name, Catherine Elizabeth Middleton, born on the 9th of January, 1982. As I am looking at the architecture of her data cube, what I can see astonishingly is that 2024, the very year that we are in, the very year of this cancer diagnosis, the shocking diagnosis, is themed by concentrated sequence 17-8. Now, what does that mean? It means that the number 8 comes in full force for only 1 year in 2024. If we think about Kate's numbers, and we think about just the basics of her date of birth, where does the number 8 sit?
Shadow family.
Shadow family, exactly, because she's born in January, which is a 1. Therefore, underneath the 1 lies an 8, because all numbers make 9. So there it is. So the thing is, just not only did I have this 24 on 24 synchronicity through her shadow life path number, when I did the complex mathematical modeling, 2024 stood out like a sore thumb within her data cube as being a year when she would have to deal with, if you will, the emotions around family. Now, the really amazing thing is, if we go back in time and I look at the years 2019 through to 2023, and if we just think about the drama in the royal family, the drama with Harry, the drama with Meghan, all of these various
death,
things.
The death of the Queen.
The death of the Queen, the conflicting personalities, the challenges that everybody has had to face, whether it was right or whether it was wrong, they were extreme challenges. Her years, 2019 through to 2023, are themed by the sequence 18-9. Now, the number 9 there is making it intensely personal for her because she's born on the 9th. So it reveals just the architecture of her blueprint here reveals how personally impactful the timeline 2019 through to 2023 was. Now, we look at the supporting sequence for this number 9, which is the number 18. And if you take that number 18 and you split it apart, what have you got? A 1
and an 8.
And an 8. And both if we look shadow at her date of birth, where does 1 and 8 appear?
Both in the emotional self and the emotional family.
Correct. Exactly. So here, the whole impact, just through looking at numbers, patterns, codes, and sequences, we can see the extreme impact of the years 2019 through to 2023 on her personally, especially in the family space, and if you will, the culmination or the watershed moment of all of this being 2024.
So it's quite interesting. So a lot of the times when we work with women, women have a tendency to change their name when they're married. Now, in the case of the royal family, it's not so much the case. It's not as if she would introduce herself as Catherine Mountbatten Windsor, Catherine Windsor, or anything. She gets a title. So it's the title that changes. So that doesn't impact on the name. But obviously, when she was younger and in university and when she met William, she probably went by the moniker of Kate because that is the moniker and the shortened form of her name that the media still call her by. It's Kate, even though, you know, there are a few occasions where we've heard Prince William call her Catherine. And with the sort of duty of being the Princess of Wales and future queen, she's going back to her full birth name. But when you have a nickname and or a shortened form of your name and you embrace that, it is a whole new set of numbers.
Absolutely.
So what are we picking up in terms of the Kate Middleton data set for the same period?
Well, such an interesting point you just raised. And this is why numerology, or especially if I can call it applied numerology, which is what I believe we are doing, human futurology, which is applied strategic numerology, is so much more complex for a woman than it is for a man, because she can undergo multiple name changes. If she gets married, there's a name change. If she's got divorced, she might go back to her original maiden name for a while. Then she might get remarried, another name change. But whenever I do this work for a client, I always do the full birth name, and then if there is a call name, I bring that in as well. So, for example, Catherine Elizabeth Middleton, full birth name, known name or call name or name as she's known in the media or the world, Kate Middleton. And the incredibly interesting thing is that when I analyzed her data cube through the name Kate Middleton, again, 2024 comes up as a year which is driven by a concentrated number, and it never gets more powerful or significant than this. And in her blueprint or data matrix for the name Kate Middleton, 2024 is driven by the number 5. 5 is the number that deals with change. So whether here, just through that, I can immediately see 2024 was always going to be a year of dramatic change for her. But then when I look at the intelligence within the other blueprint, which is full birth name driven, there is a much greater reveal, if you will, around what the origin is. And the origin is most definitely family and emotions around family, as can be traced back to the timeline 2019 through to 2023.
So what do the next few years show for her?
Well, just looking at this, we can see 2025 through to 2027 for Kate are themed by sequence 14-5. This is dealing with change. It's also dealing, if you will, with personal freedom, adaptability. And that's exactly what has happened. She's entered a new phase of her life.
Princess of Wales.
Exactly.
Future queen.
And also having to cope with cancer. You know, having to learn, if you will, to live with cancer and create your life in a different way. So there's the 3 years of change. But then it's very interesting. In 2028, there is a very significant new beginning for Kate. And this is linked with a sun or personal attainment number. And it's also linked with her career number. So when I look at her blueprint here, I can tell you that there is a very significant new beginning for her that is going to take place around 2028 with, again, 17-8. The very sequence that themed her life in 2024 comes back again in 2029 in concentrated format. So that means it's yet another very significant and dramatic emotional family event in 2029.
Now, I know we're going to talk about Prince William in a few minutes, but just while we are looking at these significant moments and significant changes, we're often asked, how does knowing this help? And the point is it's choices. It gives you the ability to make strategic choices and plans around your own life, because we all have our own goals, we've got our own desires, we've got our own dreams, we've got our own trajectory that we believe we're on. But without having this, when things come up and smack you in the face, like a health issue or a family issue, for instance, the death of the Queen, which would have had a substantial impact on the entire royal family, these things can be planned for. It's not the actual event. We're not fortune tellers. We're not gazing into a crystal ball. But what we are saying is this is the theme of what is coming into your life. This is how you can use the knowledge. So it's almost like a timeline planning tool.
Correct. I was about to say to you, it's all about strategic thinking and strategic planning on an individual level and then, if you will, on a family level or a team level. If I, for example, have got a family of five people and I build all of these their intelligent mathematical blueprints and I put them together, all of a sudden as a family, you've got a complex overview of the architecture of your family. And you'd be amazed to see how critically important moments in a family all line up within family numbers, you know, which really is begging us to open our minds in terms of a much bigger picture around family and family journeys and, you know, why we are family members. Because you can definitely see when something significant happens in one family member's life, you can see the knock-on effect or the similar impact in the lives of the other family members. And here I'm going to go straight into the blueprint of Prince William, born on the 21st of June 1982, and I'm going to dial back to 2018. Now, William is born on the 21st, 2 and 1 is 3, so we know that the number 3 is intensely personal for William. If I look at his intelligent mathematical blueprint, the years 2018 through to 2023 are themed by the number 3. Again, revealing how personal these years for him, just like I revealed for Kate, 2019 through to 2023. Then in 2024, what does William's intelligent mathematical blueprint reveal? Prince William, a year of dramatic change. Here it is. Sequence 32-5, theming his year in his life in 2024 in concentrated format. Look at what has happened to him. Look at how his life has changed.
Well, he stepped up. He stepped up for his father, the king.
Of course.
Who is, you know, having treatment for his own health issues right now. He's got to step up and step in for his wife and be there on a personal and a professional level. I mean, there are things that he's doing on the professional side to support her, and there will be the support at home because family is intrinsically so important to them.
And also, if you think about just having your wife diagnosed with cancer, that's one of the greatest moments of change that are ever going to wash through your life. Isn't it absolutely astonishing and mind-blowing that when I unpack the intelligent mathematical blueprint of Prince William, here it is, in 2024 in concentrated format. Then I look at 2025. It's themed by sequence 24-6, which is all about family, relationships, responsibility, matters of the heart. That means 2025 is going to be a massively demanding year for him. Then in 2026, it all begins to change. 2026, 27, and 28 are themed by the sequence 36-9. Now, this is really, really interesting because the number 9 is William's personal attainment number. How do I know that? He's born on the 21st of June. 21 plus 6 gives you 27. 2 plus 7 gives you 9. Right? So the number 9 in Prince William's life represents personal attainment. It doesn't get bigger than this. And if I'm looking at these 3 years, 2026 through to 2028, there is a pinnacle achievement moment for him in the year 2027 when every single thing that is critical within his intelligent mathematical blueprint around success, around achievement, around attainment align. So as a human futurist, I can immediately say that 2027 is a watershed year for Prince William on an attainment, achievement, responsibility, everything, right? Then, isn't it incredible that the year that the Princess of Wales experiences a brand new beginning was 2028, the knock-on effect of all of this? So just by looking at this, we can immediately see that the years 2027, 2028, and 2029 are years of extreme change yet attainment for both Kate and William.
Well, I think it's been an incredible insight into a blueprint or a couple's blueprint,
yeah,
and how the impact of one of the couple's medical situations, their health right now, affects the other one. Because we go through life in relationships and we think we can handle everything. We sign up for, you know, in sickness or in health if we're getting married. And we all think, you know, oh, it will happen. It won't happen. We'll be okay. You know, that's only going to happen when we're old and doddery and gray, and by then we'll all be okay. But these changes can hit you anywhere. Health issues, issues around perhaps losing a job even. It's not always necessarily health. But if you've got the ability to understand that these periods of change, challenge, success, failure, the themes are there. You're not going to change the theme by knowing, but you're going to be able to manage the theme. So if you can manage even yourself better, you're able to manage the situation better if it's happening to your partner.
Suzanne, the intelligent mathematical blueprint process, which you have helped me create, does not reveal what the event is going to be. I can never say this is what the event is going to be. I can't gaze into a crystal ball. But what it does do is it helps you understand whether it's going to be physical or emotional. It also helps you understand where the event is most likely going to take place within your blueprint, family, personal, career. It also then, with and through the numbers, patterns, codes, and sequences, gives you an idea. Is it a concentrated event, as in that year only? Is it spread out over 3 or 4 years? It also helps you with planning. It helps you with thinking. And this is the beauty, the genius of knowing and understanding the full-blown architecture of your intelligent mathematical blueprint right down to the construct of your unique experiential data cube, is it allows you to look at your life, past, present, and future through a completely different set of lenses, and it gifts you the opportunity to start to think and plan differently for your life.
You've been listening to the Human Futurology Podcast. To find out more, visit us on www.humanfuturology.co.uk.